Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy, we're joined by Cameron Ling. So I do the pickups with daycare for Indy. She's about 18 months old now. So she's at that age where they're not just little blobs. They actually have mates. They have friends and in their class, and they come home and they talk about these kids, right? So yes. So I see the kids. I don't know who's who, but I'm slowly starting to learn
the kids' names. Yes.
Which is fine. It's cute. And she'll come home and she'll just be saying some kid's name, and then you work out, oh, right, it's that little boy. And they have like little photos of them all around, and they do little artwork and stuff. Yeah. And as we're leaving it, we go through them and she names them all, and then we get in the car and we go. It's all a very cute process, and it's all very new to me. Right. Did your boys go into daycare?
They went to, yeah, occasional care up in Geelong West. It's not there anymore, near the cement works. Okay. Yes.
Right. So
you're going to ask me if I knew any of my kids' friends' names?
Not the kids' names.
Oh, good.
The parents. I want to talk about the interactions with the other parents.
Right. Good luck with that, Tom.
Well, you don't have to know their names now, because it was a while ago, but... So the situation I'm in is I'm picking up at almost exactly the same time every day. So I'm walking past the same parents who are also picking up at that time every day. Now, the mask makes it hard to have any sort of like smile kind of interaction with them.
So hard, yes.
To start off it becomes a g'day, oh, good to see, how's your day been? And then all of a sudden you start having chats I'm head down. Get in, get out of every situation. If you don't get involved, it can't backfire kind of guy.
Yeah. You can't get asked to make cakes and stuff like
that. No. But I just feel like if I know these kids' names, I should probably know the parents' names.
To quote the penguins from Madagascar, Tommy, just smile and wave.
Smile and wave. But you're very good at that, Lingy, because everybody knows your head. So there's no... mistaking you.
There are so many names to learn, and it is all a bit of a whirlwind. That going through that first, like kinder, was more than, it was, what, 3 days a week? Still, I battled with it, Tommy.
Yeah, okay.
If you can perfect the art of learning every single kid name and parent name, and sometimes it's dad drops off, sometimes it's mum dropped off, sometimes it's Nana or Pa or whatever it might be, good luck, Tommy. Tell us all.
Okay.
I've still a lot of, hey, how you going, mate? Good to see you.
I love the idea that there are people listening at the moment whose kids went to kindy with Lingies, and they know, and they thought they were mates with
you. Oh, no, they knew. It was that obvious. It's like, hey!
All right, I feel better about it now. Thanks, Lingy. Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily.
Don't get me wrong, I love the variety of the spice of life. And everyone's different. Yes. And you know that I am very accepting of differences.
Yeah.
But also...
probably just a little bit too accepting.
Yeah?
Of differences.
Okay. Like people I get emotional about it, don't
people
I?
Have a difference of opinion with you. You're like, okay, I'm sorry, I'm obviously wrong.
You're right. But not in this case.
Okay.
So I've noticed a bit of a trend happening. And I feel bad, but I just find it odd. It's a new type of art. Now, obviously, artworks are very easy to get nowadays because there's certain different types of art. So, for example, back in the day, if I wanted to get a hand-drawn picture of you, then, you know, to paint you like one of my French girls, it would take a little while, it would be expensive and all this sort of stuff. Nowadays, artists are figuring out, hey, we can do stuff a little bit quicker and people are interested in them and it still creates great artwork.
Or otherwise, people will just put it into an app and it'll pump out a picture, it'll take the photo of me and it'll turn it into a hand-drawn thing.
Yeah, so there's things like that, right? Now, there seems to be this new thing online. I know that out on my desk, you have seen that there is an artwork of Huey and Nash, which is my sister Kim and her boyfriend Nate's dogs. Yeah. And they got that for my birthday, which I love.
Yeah.
I love, right? But there's another big thing in the art world that is happening at the moment. It's very Pinterest. It's very Instagram.
Yeah.
And I don't like it. It's people uploading photos of themselves as artwork, but they don't have any eyeballs. And they're just one colour, just like one skin colour.
Yeah.
and it's like, here's me and my family, so and like no one's got any eyeballs.
So it's like a stylized thing.
It's a stylized, like, I've got a picture of it. See this vibe?
Yeah.
It's very in. It's very on trend at the moment. You're smiling. You've done it, haven't you? You have done it with Kalia and Indy.
No. Have you done it? You mentioned this to me the other day that you didn't like this trend.
Oh, sorry. Siri was Siri
just,
was talking.
You've just triggered Siri.
I know. I'm sorry, Siri.
So yeah, you mentioned to me the other day. I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see how kind of them not having eyes would make you uncomfortable or whatever. And then literally like 2 days later, my last Father's Day present that Kalia had ordered arrived, and it had taken weeks and weeks, like months literally, to be sent out from America or wherever it came from. And she presented it to me, and it's my Facebook profile pic of me, you know, holding Indy in the air and like giving her a kiss. And it's one of those photos. And I looked at it and I was like, oh, I've got to tell Loggy about this. And then I completely forgot to tell you about it until now. So I've got this beautiful picture of Indy and I, stylized cartoon-wise, above our bed now, side of the bed.
And I mean, no.
It's beautiful. So sorry, sorry for interrupting. What were you saying?
No, it's great that people can be so artsy and show their love in that way. I'm sorry.
Wake up fresh. Daily. Wake up. Fresh. Daily. With Tom and Lonnie. So good. K-Rock 955.
It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Beck. A girl.
Yes, Beck is in the news booth. You didn't want to pop in this morning, mate. You're always welcome.
Oh, thank you. I might come in a bit later. Okay. Just so I can hold the torch because it looks very cool.
I know, right? Because, of course, as a fabulous news reader, you are aware that it is 20 years to the day that the closing ceremony of the 2000 Sydney Olympics.
Yes, it was very exciting. I was in Hobart.
Oh,
in 2000, yeah. watching the opening ceremony with friends in our lounge room and listening to the commentary and making commentary of everything. So yeah, it was lots of fun.
Yeah, good.
Where were you, Loggy?
Sorry,
no, we've got stuff to do.
No time for that.
Okay, here's how it works. Lyrical headlines. Beck, you are going to read the lyrics to a song as if it is a news bulletin like you do in your day job. Loggy and I need to work out not only the artist but the song title as well. Mm-hmm. If you get half the answer correct or it completely incorrect, the other person gets a free run at it.
Right.
With extra lyrics.
Ooh.
Now, it is a best of three arrangement. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Loggy.
I think we're ready to go. Is everybody ready to go?
Let's do this.
All right, lyrical headlines. Question number one for this morning.
Hey, it's Beck with the K-Rock News headlines. I heard you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Old friend, why are you so shy? Ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light.
I know it.
I hate to turn up out of the blue, uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight
Tom,
it.
It is Adele, and it's Hello.
Half right.
Oh, my God!
Okay.
So annoying.
Right,
can
so.
I just have the rest of the lyrics?
Yes. So I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I beg. I remember you said.
Come on, mate.
Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead.
Okay. I might get this wrong and I'm sorry. Is it Adele, Someone Like You?
Yes!
Yes! Never mind, God, that feels good. I'm holding all of Australia with me today.
It's giving you special powers, is it?
It has. I'm the underdog.
You're not the underdog, but well done, mate. That's,
Thank you.
Good
great,
job.
Great job you, though, for getting half of it right.
God, it's got the wrong Adele song. I'm not a big Adele guy, unfortunately.
Oh, as
be.
If. How can you not love Adele? Come
okay.
on.
Okay, are we ready to go for question number two?
Let's do this. Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom, and another one bites the dust, but...
Oh, no. Okay, so it's Queen, another one bites the dust?
No.
But can I just say,
yes.
I should get half a point for that because Those lyrics are also in that song.
Are they exactly the start of that song, though?
No. Okay.
Okay.
Right, I'll keep going, shall I, Tom?
Please. Be lovely. Thank you, Beck.
But why can I not conquer love? And I might have thought that we were one, wanted to fight this war without weapons, and I wanted it bad. But there were so many red flags, now another one bites the dust. Yeah, let's be clear, I trust no one. You did not break me. I'm still fighting for peace. Well, I've got thick skin and an elastic heart, but your blade, it might be too sharp.
Okay, Tom?
Yes.
It's elastic heart and it's Sia?
Yes.
Oh, I had a moment of doubt there. I was like, oh my God, I know the name, but who's the artist? I love Sia.
Yeah,
love Sia.
I acted like I knew it, but I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
I was just putting the pressure on you.
You were giving me these eyes like,
they're just the looks and the sound, and I'm like, oh, are you psyching people out here?
Yeah,
That worked. Yeah. I felt the pressure because I was like, oh my God, she knows it. I feel so stupid.
Yeah, see? That's really? How we do it in the Sydney Olympics, baby.
Really? You're
That's
the
that Olympic
one.
Spirit.
Okay. Well, that's one for me. So it's one apiece. This is the tiebreaker. We all ready. Question number three,
Let's
lyrical headlines.
Hey, it's Becky in the newsroom. I want your ugly. I want your disease.
Oh, Loggie.
Loggie did say her name.
Yeah.
It's Lady Gaga.
Yeah. I'm going to buzz you out,
now,
mate.
Hang on.
No, you can't have forever. You're trying to sing the rest of the song in your head.
Damn, is it?
Are we buzzing around,
Beck? I want your love. Damn, it's not that.
No, and half right, but yes, no.
Okay.
Unfair.
Okay. Well, hey, that's what happened to be the first question with Adele. Please continue, Beck.
Damn, Drew, Tom.
I want your everything as long as it's free. Mm. I want your love.
Damn, I know what it is.
Love. I want your love. Hey.
Hey.
I want your drama, the touch of your hand. Yes. I want your leather-studded kiss in the sand.
Yeah,
I want your love.
Mm. Love.
I want your love.
That's not sing, guys. That's not what the game is.
If you don't get this, it's on me. I know.
No, she's got to keep going with the lyrics.
Okay, yep. You know that I want you. You know that I need you. I want it bad. Your bad romance.
Yeah.
I want your love. I want your revenge.
I'm just enjoying hearing Beck read it, to be honest.
Yeah, could,
Lady Gaga, bad romance.
Yes. Stupid brain. Do you know what? Normally I wouldn't be so upset, but in my head I had gold.
Oh, because you got the Olympic torch.
And I didn't get the chance.
False start.
You can have silver, I'll have gold. How about that?
I'm still proud. Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily.
With Tom and Lonnie. So good. K-Rock 955. The NBL. In recent years, it's made a bit of a resurgence.
Yes, so, people are loving the B-ball.
Yeah, and they're doing a good job of getting good international players to come in. They've worked out a program whereby the league helps the teams pay to have marquee players.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Particularly up-and-coming young players like your LaMelo Balls and those kind of guys are taking the NBL more seriously now, and then they are going off and getting drafted.
Mm.
So that's quite cool. In terms of the league being taken as a serious league around the world, the quality of play is there, but I feel like they may have got a bit excited, gotten a bit ahead of themselves, and shot themselves in the foot.
Oh, no. Okay.
I love Tasmania. You love Tasmania.
Yes.
Right? Australia loves Tasmania. Mm-hmm. They won't let us in there at the moment. That's fine. We get it.
Good on them.
Yeah. What they have done, though, is they've finally got their own professional sports team. They've had them in the past, but finally, in 2021-22, they're going to have their own NBL basketball team.
That's so good.
Brilliant.
Good for Tassie. Everyone forgets about them.
I know. As you can imagine, they've gone through a process of working out the colours, where the team's going to play, which will obviously be Hobart, and what they're going to call the team. So it's been about a month of taking suggestions. The NBL said over 10,000 entries of suggested names were narrowed down to a list of five.
Okay.
And the popular choice from the list of five to take out the title was going to be the Tridents, the Tasmania Tridents. I get that. It sounds all right. It's a weapon. It's a pretty cool name
but
for a team.
But isn't an Aussie weapon?
No, it's not.
Like you think of mermen with their tridents.
Yeah, no, you're
right. Or Vikings with their tridents.
Yeah. No, okay. Well, that's fair. That's a fair call. Anyway, it didn't win. It was the popular choice.
Was it like basketball McBasketball face or something?
Close. Mm. Really close. Surprisingly, scarily close.
Okay.
The new NBL team in 2021-22 in Tasmania will be known as the Tasmania Jack Jumpers.
Jack Jumpers.
Mm.
Jack Jumpers.
The Jack Jumpers. So former NBL Jack superstar Jumpers. And I think part-time NBA player Chris Anstey used to play for Southeast Melbourne Magic, who were my team.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. He got on Twitter when it was announced and he says, the NBL takes a great step back into Tasmania, then calls them the Jack Jumpers. My goodness. Then face plant, face slap emoji. Right.
Okay, yeah.
And then Andrew Bogut sees that tweet. Superstar, probably the most famous Australian, apart from Andrew Gaze, probably the most famous in
and
the
Ben
NBA
Simmons.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, you're right. Ben Simmons pretty famous. Andrew Bogut did it first, though.
Yeah, right?
He was a number one draft pick.
He was the OG.
Pick. Yeah, he was a number one draft pick. So, in the NBA. Anyway, he's a huge name in basketball. He's tweeted back to Chris Anstey and said, joking, yeah, good one. Got me good. You can't be serious. So essentially, the whole basketball world is now tipping on Tasmania, and the team hasn't even started yet. They're called the Jack Jumpers. Do you know why?
Yeah, why?
So Jack Jumpers are a form of Native Australian ant.
Why wouldn't you call them the Tassie termites or something then?
Well, they're a venomous ant. They're most frequently found in Tasmania.
The Tassie Spitfires.
Yeah, brilliant. See, isn't that a cool name?
Yeah.
That was I'm sure out of 10,000 entries, someone would have suggested that. Spitfire, also a caterpillar, though, not
an
ant.
Yeah, but who cares? I mean, it's obviously
everybody.
The Tassie Devils.
Yeah.
It's a big...
Well, they used to have a NBL... I think the NBL team used to be called the Tassie Devils.
Yeah, so why wouldn't you do that? Or the Tassie Tigers. Oh,
well
there's the Melbourne Tigers.
It was the Melbourne Tigers.
Well, you know, the Tassie Stripes... Anything.
The Jack Jumpers, apparently one person has spoken out and said it's pretty appropriate. Those Jack Jumpers are tough, tenacious little buggers that pack a punch. I remember them well from my years in Hobart, said Gerald, who's 78 and got out of Tasmania as quickly as he could.
What about the Tassie Jumbucks?
No, okay, no. You don't get to make any more suggestions.
I know, but if you're going for that... Jumping, this is how I don't understand. Are there not people like us that come into a meeting when people say names and we're
filter.
Like, that
filter.
Sucks.
Who's the filter guy in the meeting? NBL don't have a filter guy and I feel like this might be a step backwards.
Wake up fresh. Daily. Wake up fresh. Daily.